We are back on the local beat with O'Brien. It is brought to you by Vandemark Jewelers on East Broad Street in Elyria, a trusted name in jewelry and somebody we trust each and every week. To bring us that local news, it is the one and only Dave O'Brien from the Chronicle Telegram. Dave, opening day is this week. Me and you, both the baseball nerds. I know you got to be doing pretty well in regards to that, but how you doing this morning?
Yeah, I'm doing all right there, Rocco, and go Guardians. Yeah, I'm really pumped for the new baseball season.
Yeah, how could you not be? And a little contract extension for our guy Andrés Giménez. Pockets a little deeper now for the young man, so very, very nice. Great work by the Guardians getting that done. But hey, not here to talk baseball, here to talk some local news. And let's start right here in the city of Elyria. A story that we've kind of been talking about the last couple of weeks, or at least part of it. We're talking about radios, of course, on the radio. Some irony in there somewhere, gotta be, right? But so the Elyria Fire Department, they're in the market for some new gear, some new radios here as well, and Monday, earlier this week, I should say, we kind of had another step in the direction towards achieving that. So what do we need to know about this, Dave?
Yeah, so to alert the Elyria Fire Department through Elyria City Council's Finance Committee is looking to get those upgraded L3 Harris radios, $400,000 budgeted for that. Finance Committee approved, unanimously on Monday, plan to spend that money, to spend those ARPA dollars on those new radios, as well as to pay cash about $1.7 million for a fire truck, for a new truck that will replace the current aerial ladder unit that was purchased back in 2009. Unfortunately, with the way things are, with the way that these units are designed, you basically buy them and then they build them. So for 3 years, Elyria is not going to get that fire truck for another 3 years, unfortunately. There was a little bit of a back and forth between Mayor Frank Whitfield, who wanted to take some more time to analyze the city's financial options when it came to this. As per Kevin's reporting, Mayor Whitfield asked for committee members to kind of hit pause on the request, try to figure out whether they could finance the fire truck, or whether there's a better discussion, a broader discussion of how to use the ARPA dollars, the American Rescue Plan Act dollars, and on the list of the needs that the city has. But Council President Vic Stewart said, hey, let's do this now and not leave it up to council in another year or next year or later this year to do this. Mm-hmm. It's an asset for the city. Fire Chief Joe Pernesti has been saying, look, we need new radios no matter what. This is an issue of health and safety. And fire trucks, especially with the city with a number of sort of high rise buildings, larger buildings, with the college, with the schools and everything, you need that fire truck, and it won't even be seen for in public for another 3 years. So the full Elyria City Council of the Whole, will take up both of those items on April 3rd.
So, yeah, that'll be next Monday, so I'm sure we'll have some more on this in next week's Local Beat. But, like you said, Joe Pronesti, Elyria Fire Chief, he's been fiery, no pun intended, about this. I like his quote in here from Kevin Martin's article saying, to his critics, put on a mask and go fight a fire. So Joe Pronesti, Elyria Fire Chief, very passionate about this, obviously. And for more on this, you can read up in Kevin Martin's story. This was in Tuesday's Chronicle Telegram, also online at chronicletea.com. Well, Dave, elsewhere, we are in March, obviously March Madness on the college basketball trail. Everybody had filled out their brackets following along. Well, another bracket, I guess you could say. Avon Lake, the schools had their own little March Madness in terms of naming their next superintendent. And with the way Craig had been reporting this in the news, it was almost kind of like a tournament or a bracket where it goes from four and then down to two. And now we do finally have a new superintendent in Avon Lake who will replace longtime Super Bob Scott as he's set to retire at the end of this school year. So, Dave, what do we need to know here?
Yeah, so the new Avon Lake City Schools superintendent is Joel Magyar, comes to Avon Lake from the Brecksville Broadview Heights schools. I will again take over for Bob Scott when he retires on August 1st. Magyar said that she was happy and humbled to be the new superintendent at Avon Lake. She will be paid $155,000 per year through 2028. Once the contract is finalized for her employment. Scott being replaced after 18 years upon his his retirement after 18 years, and a pretty well regarded person. I think I've spoken to him a couple different times for some stories, and wish him the best. A little bit of controversy, as in all things. Magyar had had her contract renewed by a vote of 3-2 by the Brockview Heights Board of Education back in 2021, and she said, "Yeah, she's fully aware that in a superintendent's role that you have to have thick skin, you have to work with a bunch of different people, you have to accept criticism, critical feedback." But as she said in Owen McMillan's story, as he quoted her, "I also keep very laser focused on the goal and the purpose, which is to be here for the kids, for the staff, and for the community." So yeah, you have a new superintendent. Not too often that happens, and usually those searches take place with to start off with the Ohio School Boards Association, or maybe a consultant helping out the board to kind of track down candidates. Calling up references, looking at CVs or looking at resumes, interviews with the public, community members, staff members, sometimes even with the kids. I've seen superintendent candidates sit down and talk with the kids before in other searches. And Magyar just basically said that she's looking forward to, the opportunity to get to know the community and its students. "I'm excited about getting to know the kids and the staff," she said. "I'm a people person by nature, and so just getting to meet new people and working with a different group of kids is going to be exciting and wonderful." So we wish her all the best, and good luck to Bob Scott as well upon his retirement.
Yeah, we love Bob Scott here at WEOL as well. I know we've had the opportunity to talk with him a couple of times, some of our different community spotlights. Bob has always been awesome and gracious in joining us for those. So we certainly wish Bob Scott the best in his retirement. And a big Avon, Lake, and Lorain County welcome to Joelle Magyar as she begins her career now as the next school superintendent over there in Avon Lake. So great write-up in the Chronicle Telegram. This one was from Owen McMillan. You can check it out in Tuesday's CT and, of course, online at chronicleT.com. As again, we're joined now this morning by Dave O'Brien on the local beat, brought to you by Vandemark Jewelers on East Broad Street in Elyria, a trusted name in jewelry. Dave, what are you, Owen, Kevin, and all the folks over there at the CT working on this week as far as upcoming stories go?
Yeah, well, a lot of follow-ups on meetings that took place earlier in the week. I know I'm doing some follow-ups on that serious crash on Oberlin Avenue and 17th Street. Worked up a little bit of follow on that. In some happier stuff, they're doing Beauty and the Beast at Northwood Middle School, so that's a little bit happier. And then you have your county commissioners with a community development block grant hearing on how to spend some money that they're applying for, as well as Sheffield Lake City Council, Amherst City Council, Avon Lake City Council, Elyria City Council, all the council meetings that you can't attend. We'll break them down, we'll summarize them, and they'll appear in the Chronicle Telegram print edition or at chronicleT.com.
Well, Beauty and the Beast, huh? That's how people address myself and my wife. I, of course, the Beast in that department, she being much more in the beauty category there. But again,
he'll be here all week, folks. There's Rocco with your stand-up comedy.
They certainly hope I'm not here all week. I'll tell you that much. but I'll tell you who will be here all week. The Chronicle Telegram. They'll be here for quite a while, and you can check out their work by picking up a copy of the Chronicle Telegram today or go online, find that digital e-edition at chronicleT.com. All right, Dave, we can end on this as we always do. My favorite time of the week. What is this week's scanner story?
I'll give you something again from the folks over at Northeast Ohio Scanner on Twitter. Dateline Cleveland. Location withheld, but a man in his 30s was taken to MetroHealth Medical Center trauma unit with facial injuries because he was highly intoxicated and fell on the toilet and broke it.
Ooh, yeah. That's having a crappy day right there. I'll tell you that much. No, I'm done with the jokes. I promise. We hope that man's face is okay. Hopefully, he was able to get sobered up and got all the medical attention that he needed after quite an incident and quite a fall. So, Dave, entertaining scanner story as always, my friend. And again, if you need the latest from Dave and his colleagues over there at the Chronicle Telegram, pick up a copy of the CT today, or head online, find that digital e-edition at chronicleT.com. Dave, thank you for the time as always, my friend. Have a great rest of the week. Enjoy opening day for our Cleveland Guardians, and I'll look forward to catching up again with you some more next week.
Sounds great, Rocco. We'll talk to you then.